Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
434, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. It's not going to be bad weather-wise compared to what we've seen the last couple of evenings. My gosh, last couple of nights below freezing for sure, what, 27, 28? And tonight the overnight low is going to be 40, which was darn near our high the other day. Saturday and Sunday, I don't know how to tell you this, but you're going to need to enjoy those days. It's going to be the last days in the 70s for a long time to come. But they are going to be in the 70s. You heard me right. All right, we've got a lot to address with our friend Troy Miller. Troy, as you know, is the president, the CEO, National Religious Broadcasters. Haven't had the chance to chat with him for a bit now. One or two things have happened. I know he's freshly back from Israel. We've had an election or two, you know, one or two things. Troy, welcome back, my friend. It's good to have you with us again.
Well, thanks for having me again. Good to be with you.
Where would you like to start? You want to talk about some of your time in Israel first? Because, like you, I was over there in the not-too-distant past, and frankly, I can't wait to get back.
Yeah, you know, it was. It was a great time in Israel. I was there for what's called the Christian Media Conference. It was a group brought together of Israeli media and actually some media around the world. Folks from Finland were there, folks from Korea, folks from other, and to bring the Judeo-Christian media together to talk about our relationships, partnerships, and how we forge moving forward.
Wow. So what comes out of that, Troy? I mean, you're already about as vocal and active and passionate as you can be. I can't see you dialing up anything. So what are these other folks going to do for us?
Well, it isn't necessarily about us dialing up anything, but it is about making sure that, you know, we can build the right connections and relationships and get some of the, you know, sources that are, you know, right there in Israel every day so that we know, you know, how to pass this information along. And so people can, like I said, there's so much propaganda and fake news out there. Where can people find the real news and the real stories? And it's helping Christian communicators and media across this country to be able to have access to some of those sources.
Wow. I love that. I really do. I'm looking forward to hearing that in action as it all rolls out. You're talking about some of the fake news and the misinformation. There's a mayor-elect in New York City who seems to have built his entire career on that. What's your take on the election up there?
Well, look, I'm actually in New York City for the next 4 days, so kind of interesting. But look, I think, you know, we've had so many segments, especially of the urban populations that have gone, so far left and have bought into the socialist dreams, really, the socialist agendas, because they never come to fruition. And we've seen it across the country. So I think all eyes are going to be, especially here in New York, on New York the next year and see what happens in this city and what it turns out like. Is it going to look like San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, Minneapolis, you know, name a major city across this country that hasn't gone on this socialist trend that's not in complete and utter breakdown and chaos.
In addition to the socialist agenda, though, you've got a real vicious Jew hatred that is present in Zoran Mamdani and the people he has surrounded himself with, a guy who seems to be full steam ahead with supporting Hamas and globalizing the Intifada. There's an extra dollop of danger with him.
Oh, yeah, this is a two-edged sword here. On one edge, you have the whole socialism movement, and on the other edge, you have a radical Islamist who believes in the dominance of Islam and the superiority of Islam, not only over every religion, but over every government around the world. So that's a frightening combination of things to come together in the governance of one of the largest cities in the world and the financial capital of the world, and certainly is supposed to be the apple of the USA.
Can you imagine what will happen on September the 11th, 2026, as he presides over the observation of the 25th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks?
Well, I can't imagine it, because he was a guy who said that, you know, the worst thing out of 9/11 was how much danger Muslims felt in the city. Not anything about the over 2,000 people that lost their lives.
Yeah. My boggles. This is Miller, U.S. President, CEO, National Religious Broadcast, that's involved in that, because we know the importance of it. But now we have FM radio getting dropped as well with new Tesla models, correct?
We have said all along this was not about closing out an aging technology. That was the whole idea, was, oh, AM radio is not, you know, this is old technology. Nobody listens to it. Well, 80 million Americans listen to it. We said this is all about the control of the dash. And sure enough, we said FM radio was going to be behind. Now, Tesla has announced they want to remove FM radio from the cars as well, so there will be no radio. And the General Motors company, GM, has now announced that they are going to take out Apple CarPlay and Android Auto in order for them to control the dash. So this is a fight about the control of the dash, information, privacy, and choice for the American listener in this country.
Well, explain to me what happens then if they take out AM and FM. We know that, as you say, it's about that control of the dash, but if they're taking out the Apple function and the Android function, am I reading it right? Somehow I got to buy my audio from them?
Not somehow. That's the only option left to you. Okay. That's the answer. You have to buy their subscription, because their subscription then allows them to the real money, which is to track you and to build that marketing profile on you. What's your driving patterns? What stores do you pass? What coffee shops do you have? You know, and then start feeding that information, your information about your personal habits, to companies, and that's worth billions.
So what they're building, I guess, in many ways, is kind of that Facebook platform. Hey, we're just going to gather all this stuff up, and as you say, it goes to the coffee companies, and once they notice a pattern, they know they need to hit you when you're driving by one of their shops. I am a little concerned about insurance companies. You're talking about how they're going to know your driving pattern, and they are going to know, well, you know, this guy always does 4 miles an hour over the speed limit here. Now your insurance company buys that, your rates are through the roof, and it's terrifying to think about.
It is terrifying to think about it, that there is really, we're moving to a place of zero privacy in this country. Not only will your driving patterns be understood, but also your listening patterns, you know, what you're listening to, what podcasts, what radio stations digitally you're tuning into. All of that information about you is being gathered to build a marketing profile on you. And look, we all know they keep saying, well, we don't dig deep into that person, or that we're using this for big, broad data. That's not true, because you're getting, all of us know, we get targeted ads onto our phones. Now we're going to get targeted ads onto our screens of our automobiles.
And it doesn't matter how quickly you look at something, because my wife and I joke about it all the time. Something will pop up, and Heidi will say, oh, my gosh, I passed by that because somebody sent me that. It was, not even a whole second, but there you go. There's a targeted ad, whatever it was you were looking at. Now's the time to buy it, and, in fact, you should probably get three of them in different colors because that's just the way it all works, right? Is there any way that we fight back about that? I mean, I thought we were doing great work saving AM radio, but how do we push back on all of this?
Well, I do think saving AM radio is the first domino here that we really need to do. So as Congress comes out of this shutdown now, we need them to take up this legislation and get this past the goal line, because now we have to move on and talk about FM radio and then talk about just free access within the car. And we have been growing on this whole privacy fight. We started off, as you said, with the social media companies. Yep. And the information that's gathered. We're looking at doing some investigations. I think there's a number of laws that are already in place today that are being violated about the information that's being shared between these different entities that's not supposed to be shared. So this is a battleground that's ahead of us.
Well, Troy, I'd love for people to learn more. I obviously am going to have you back, and you and I will talk, and I'll be talking about these issues. But in the meantime, I'd love for people to be able to reach out to the National Religious Broadcasters. Maybe there's a way they can. I don't know. I haven't looked at the website. I don't know if there's an option for them to support the efforts. What's the best way for folks to learn more and become part of National Religious Broadcasters?
There is. NRB.org is our main website. You can go there and find out all the work we're doing, all the different issues that we're covering and the things that we are fighting for and champion, and keep up with that. You can also see our different social media handles on there and follow us on X and the different platforms out there that are there. And then, of course, we have our large annual conference. It'll be February 17th to the 20th. It's open to everybody. So anybody's interested in what's going on in Christian communications today, that's the place to be.
Well, now, wait a minute. Hold on a second, because I'm looking at my calendar now. February such and such, and where?
February 17th through the 20th, Nashville, Tennessee, at the Gaylord Opryland Hotel.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm going to have to take a look into being there. It really does sound like something I need to be part of, because I love what you guys do. And I appreciate it. I'm very grateful when you make time for us, and really, really grateful that you're doing that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
That hard work.
Well, thank you for that.
We'll talk soon. That is Troy Miller. Troy is president and CEO, National Religious Broadcasters Association. You can learn more about it. I must plead complete and total honesty here. I did not realize that the big NRBA conference was coming up in February in Nashville. Wow, I'm going to have to take a look at getting down there for that. I think that could be a fascinating thing to do. There's some great people in that space. There really are. And even for those, because people sometimes get this concern, well, but it's all, quote, Christian radio. Well, it's representative of the general population. And I know we talk all the time about the Judeo-Christian society in which we live. I get it. But percentage-wise, far more Christians than Jews. And so there's far more representation from Christian broadcasters than, quote, Jewish broadcasters. But whether you realize it or not, we're all in the same fight there. We're all in the same space. So I'm always very comfortable with national religious broadcasters, American Family Radio, stuff like that. I mean, I just think they're really, really good operations. 445, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.